Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019, and I'm joined by Brent from...
Metro Home Theater.
Huh?
Metro Home Theater.
And I'm joined by Brent from Metro Home Theater. So, Brent, tell me a little bit about Metro Home Theater.
Metro Home Theater is an extension of a 75-year-old plus business at this point. About 20 years ago, the gentleman that owns our company had invested into an extensive home automation home theater system that didn't function.
Okay.
Now, they focused on car audio exclusively for 70 years. They're the dash kit, wire harness, and antenna manufacturers that covers pretty much every car audio installation in the world. He had this beautiful home theater, Theo Cal Maracas designed room, 24 zones of audio, 208 lighting loads, and it didn't work.
Not good.
He contacted the manufacturers. One of them called me, went and worked on his house, and one thing led to another. He said, you know, car audio guys, as they get older, want to be home theater guys. And they do.
Fair enough.
Everybody wants to get out of a trunk.
Yeah.
That's how we started 20 years ago.
Fantastic. So you and I were talking a few minutes ago about this new HDMI 2.1 standard. What can you tell me about HDMI 2.1 that should matter? What's different between that and the 1.0 and 2.0 standards?
The biggest change we're seeing is the implementation of the fourth high-speed channel on the HDMI system. From the very beginning, HDMI has had four high-speed or TMDS channels as part of the interface. That is four effectively XLR-style bundles inside of every HDMI cable, send, receive, ground,
okay.
RXTX ground.
Mm-hmm.
But up to this point, only D0, 1, and 2 have been carrying high-speed data. That's red, green, and blue. The fourth channel was a clock, which is just tick, 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 tick. Not much going down it.
Mm-hmm.
2.1 changes that dramatically. For the first time ever, all four channels have to handle the same equivalent bandwidth. This is where you're going to start seeing a lot of failures, because up to this point, HDMI has not tested cables for the fourth channel.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot of guys that, I have a high-speed cable, HDMI says, all high-speed cables are the same. And they do kind of say that prior to the release of the premium spec when they effectively admitted, yeah, not so much. But now you have to have all four channels working correctly. Because we're no longer TMDS, which is the old school transmission minimalized distribution system.
Okay.
With the change, there's going to be a lot of cables, a lot of systems failing. This doesn't mean you're not going to get a picture. It's just going to default to a lower resolution, lower bit rate, less color.
Yeah, it's going to auto-throttle.
It's going to auto-throttle, just like your internet.
Yeah. So what could people like myself as an integrator do to prepare for this? You know, you said I'm going to have failures, and I probably do have some cables in place that won't work.
The preparing for it without sounding like a shill is a little bit tough, and here's why. Because prior to this, there has not been a legitimate testing format for all channels. We are DPL, Digital Performance Labs, certified. They're in the process of re-engineering their test jigs to do all four channels. We have submitted our products and their preliminary to help set up the test jigs. We have gone through all of my cables and all of my accessories to find out what really is. My cables, MHX, MHY, VLOX, active, VLOX, passive, and fiber have all been designed from the beginning as 4x20, as 4x6.
Gotcha.
Now, I would love to claim it was... I could see into the future and knew we needed all four channels. Honestly, it was a matter of, we didn't know we could cheat. I looked at the engineering specs.
So you were just honest by default.
Yeah. We looked at engineering specs and it said four high-speed channels.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we built. It turned out that most people didn't, and we realized that. But at that point, it's like, I'm not going to change because I have a reason. There's a story. There's a truth to what I do.
Gotcha. Very, very good. So it sounds like that honest by default and the DLP certification is sort of what automatically sets you apart from the competitors.
Yes. And the fact of the matter is we design the vast majority of our own products. We're not picking up a catalog from Shenzhen and saying, ooh, that's pretty. Let's get 1,000 of those.
Right. Gotcha.
We do a lot of in-house engineering. Our solutions products for EDID repair, for capacitive stripping, for voltage control, for TMDS voltage and current insertion, we design in-house. This means I'm not reliant upon somebody else to maybe do it right.
Okay.
Now, these products also go to DPL certification so that we know that, okay, I feel I've done it right, but I want third-party verification of my process.
Very good. Extra check and balance there. So for people that have the misfortune of not sitting here at ISE talking to you or seeing your booth on the floor, where can they find out more about you and your products?
Well, obviously, metrohometheater.com. The biggest thing they can do is if you go to metrohometheater.com, there's all of our contact information. I am available to anyone at any time. I pretty much work from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time, 7 days a week. Our tech support for HDMI is open those hours. If you're on the job, I'm on the job. We want to get you in, get you out, make your client happy, and everything works.
Excellent. Well, Brent, I really appreciate you joining us today. It sounds like some fascinating stuff coming down the pipe. And to see all of our ISE coverage or hear any of these podcasts, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.